Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Looking forward to a couple hours here with Stephen Weiss, author of The 96 Incarnations. His website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com, by the way. Get a chance to go take a look at it. Stephen is the president of Straightforward Communications. That's a marketing and research consultancy specializing in the areas of consumer demography and trends. His uncanny ability to identify mass market values in their commercial applications has made Steve a favorite of many household name clients in the consumer goods and services industry, restaurant, retail industries as well. And he was on with me back about, Stephen, I think 11 and a half years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's about time, George. Good to be back.
And you too.
Good to be with your audience.
And how are you? Things okay?
Yeah, the 11 years, hardly anything has happened. No, things are great. Thank you for asking.
Well, okay, that's super. You're also an astrologer, aren't you?
Yeah, the deeper I get into my own lifespan, the more that astrology is appealing to me. I like the answers that it yields to important questions. So yes, I am an astrologer.
What came first, astrology or this business acumen that you have?
Well, you know, it's the astrology has been there for now over 50 years in the background. I got into it in college in the late 1960s when a lot of people were getting into alternative fields and interests. But I never pursued it as a profession. It was always there to enjoy as an avocation. So I never even entertained the notion that I would do it seriously full time. Although I contributed to journals and I took classes and did things that people would do pursuing a hobby, but for the last 10 years I've actually turned my spotlight on astrology a lot more diligently, with a lot more focus.
Did you start off believing in astrology, Stephen?
I love the question about believing. I don't know how you can talk to an astrologer without asking that very essential question. Do you believe in astrology? That's what anyone wants to know when they're talking to an astrologer. And I think it's a fair question. For decades, I found it impossible to answer the question. I think both answers are bad answers. If I tell you that, yes, I believe in astrology, then I sound like the sort of guy who's a taco short of a combination plate. It sounds weird when someone says they believe in astrology. It makes me sound like a guy who feels that because Jupiter is somewhere in the sky today, it's going to make you do something. And I don't believe it's personally, I don't believe that there's that kind of scientific cause and effect. So yes is a difficult answer for me. No is an even worse answer, because if I don't believe in astrology, why are you having me as a guest right now? You know, I'm supposed to be talking about that.
It's a good book. So I'll give you that benefit right there.
All right, I appreciate that. Well, thank you. I realize that the question, do you believe in astrology? Because astrology is based on astronomy and mathematics, it comes across as a science, but it's not a science, it's an art. And I realize that the question, do you believe in astrology, is do you believe in art? You know, do you believe in poetry? Do you believe in music?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what astrology is. It's taking the pictures of the planets and in the sky and playing it like it's a musical composition. And the addition to astrology that appeals to me so much is that it's a special kind of art. It's myth. It's the history of mythology. It has to do with the psyche and the consciousness. And even though it's still an art, there's a power to it. There's a strange synchronicity, and it tends to work at times, but in ways that can't be scientifically explained.
Wasn't the great psychoanalyst Carl Jung into astrology, or at least wanted to get into it?
Yeah, he very good. He's a really important figure in astrology, even though he never came out and quite said that he believed in astrology. But he was fascinated by it because of the archetypal quality of astrology. He was looking for things in our collective unconscious that we all resonated to, you know, symbols and figures and stories that were common to all of humanity. And he never quite said that astrology was true, but he did characterize it as the collected psychological knowledge of antiquity. But what makes Jung really important is that the work that went on in the 1930s when he was you know at the peak of his powers and the peak of his influence, that's really when astrology morphed from fortune telling to an analysis of people's personalities. So the work that was going around on his community, some people went out, became business consultants and created, you know, personality profiles for business. And then there were a bunch of other people who went out and became astrologers. And it was all linked back to the psychological history of analyzing people's personality types. And it started right about that time in the 1930s.
Your latest book is called The 96 Incarnations. Tell us what that means.
Well, in dealing with these archetypes, I'm getting older, and I want to get to the kernel of truth in astrology. Astrology is a vast subject, as vast as the universe, and there's anyone in your audience who's into astrology knows that there's thousands of permutations and calculations and data manipulations that go on with astrology. But I was looking for something central, something that was primal and major archetypes, and really it came down to the sun and the moon. The sun is the personality archetype. Everyone in your audience, or 99.9% of the people in your audience, know what their sun sign is. They know if they're a Virgo or an Aquarius,
right,
or a
exactly.
Gemini. But that is a very important indicator of personality. It's a fundamental step. I sometimes refer to it as the first step on the astrological ladder. You have to know your sun sign because that describes your personality, right, in a very broad but meaningful way.
Well, not a lot of people probably know that sun sign, Stephen, but they might not know what it means.
Yeah. People break down into two camps over that. Either you find that it's alluring, so you go and you buy, there's hundreds of good books on sun sign astrology where you go and you go and read that. Or there's an equally valid viewpoint of, no, thank you, not for me. I can't buy this stuff and I'm not going to pursue it any further. But it's the most accessible aspect of astrology is the sun sign astrology. And this is an analysis of personality.
Now these 96, the number 96. What's that mean?
All right. So there's 12 zodiac signs. Most people are aware of that. There's 12 zodiac signs. The other myth that's important to me, in other words, that the sun expresses the energy of the personality, the moon is the primary symbol of, let's call it, the spirit. If you're into astrology, you inevitably encounter, or any kind of you know, alternative wisdom or spiritual wisdom, you get to the notion where there's spirit, there's personality, there's the ego, but then there's the spirit, which is, oh, for want of a better term, it's the collected force of the universe that acts through you. It can be easily separated into this is who I am and this is what I feel. The moon represents the feeling part of astrology. The sun in the sign is ego, identity. Moon is the way the universe is acting through us. Well, the great French-American astrologer Dane Rudyard hit on something a few decades ago that I thought was powerful. And he said that the relationship of the moon to the sun when you're born will tell you everything you need to know about the interaction of your ego, your will, your personality, and the spirit.
I did not know that.
And there are eight classical moon positions, and you don't have to be an astrologer to be familiar with new moon, balsamic moon, first quarter moon, waxing gibbous moon, et cetera. There are eight of these stations.
A full moon, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. All the different moon phases. And the essence of this is that astrology is a very complicated subject if you get deeply into it. But let's start with the moment that you're born. Where's the sun and where's the moon? According to Rudyard, if you take these eight phases, each one of them, taken in succession, tells the story of the evolution of your soul, of a person's soul through multiple lifetimes. In other words, how you reincarnate and where you are in terms of your soul development over a lifetime. And once again, I don't want to get in any trouble. I don't want to oversell this.
I'm not selling it
as a scientific fact. But it's a really, really lovely myth. So based on where the sun is and where the moon is in relationship to one another, you have 96 possibilities. You have the 12 zodiacal signs, the 12 signs that the sun may be in, and the eight lunar positions.
Let's use me as an example. I'm a Gemini, June 4.
I looked you up. I do need to ask. And that's one of the things that we'll probably get into in the course of this discussion. There's so much information about celebrities and famous people online these days that I was able to write a book using thousands of people as examples. But in your case, were you born before 6 p.m. in the evening on June 4th, 1950?
Yeah, I was like a 10 a.m. baby.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to hear that. So you were what we would call a Gemini in the sixth lunation phase.
Which was a disseminating gibbous moon.
Exactly. And you were born during the sixth lunation phase. Now it'd be helpful, but you know, the book covers this, so we don't have to go deeply into this. But each subsequent lunation phase, each moon phase represents a evolution of the soul. And there are eight evolutions. So you're a six. You're a very spiritually developed person. The sixth lunation phase is a lunation phase in which you have worked out the issues between the sun and the moon. Okay, in the fifth lunation phase, so your previous lifetime was the one which is the Katie Bar the Door lifetime, where the spirit and the ego are of equal strength and they battle each other. In the sixth lunation phase, which is yours, you've worked that out. You've lived through that lifetime. And the sixth lunation phase is a great lunation phase because you've internalized the evolution of personality and spirit. And the sixth lunation phase is filled with really important human beings who are expressing an internalized spiritual growth. So, I mean, some of the sixth lunation phase people that I could mention are people like Thomas Jefferson and Mother Teresa.
Wow.
And Albert Einstein. That's part of your crew. What's great about being a Gemini in the sixth lunation phase is that Geminis, and I hope you will validate this for me, Geminis love mental dexterity above all things. They are just as interested in the collection of information as they are into the solution, because Geminis tend to believe that things come in shades of gray. It's very hard for Geminis to buy into an absolute. So I think you've taken a glance at the book, and I have a list of Gemini sixes and some of the things they've said in my book. But the one that resonated with me is the poet Allen Ginsberg, who is a Gemini six like yourself, and his quote is, "I don't think there is any truth. There are only points of view."
Interesting.
And I thought, yeah, that's George Norrie. you're so good at what you do because you have this open mind. You'll bring on anyone and listen to what they have to say. The only thing you don't want to hear is someone telling you what the truth is. What's the absolute? You are the ultimate. You know, based on my on this system that I'm discussing in the book, you're the ultimate open-minded guy. You know, you're the Prince, the famous singer Prince, is another Gemini six, and he said, "As long as I do not take myself too seriously, I should not be too badly off."
That's right. That's so true too. So true. How can people find
you a little bit?
How can people get their moon phases? You've got a calculator on your website, don't you?
Yes. In fact, if people are listening to this conversation, we'll try not to crash it. But the website is The 96 Incarnations, and that's 96 is the number, not the word.
We've got that linked up for you at Coast to Coast. Real simple to get to.
96incarnations.com. And you can go onto the page, and at the bottom there you'll see a link to the calculator. And the calculator is simple. You just need to enter a big city that you were born near, the date of your birth, and if you know it, the approximate time of your birth. And it'll come up with your sun sign and your phase.
Now, had I been born after 6 p.m., what would that have done?
You would have been in the seventh lunation phase.
Okay.
More evolved, but the sixth lunation phase. People in the sixth lunation phase are usually very serious about their life's work. They find something that they are qualified. I think that's the right word. That they're qualified to do, and as mentioning names like Thomas Jefferson and Mother Teresa and so forth. These are people who are passionately devoted, and they are qualified to do what they're doing. The seventh lunation phase, had you been born after 6 o'clock, you'd have been a seventh lunation phase people. And seventh lunation phase people are sort of like postgraduates. They've done their thing. And of all of the eight lunation phases, people in the seventh are the most free to be whatever they want. You know, it's like they have the diploma, the life diploma, and they live an entire lifetime. They've been characterized as the different drummers. They can do what they want. And I don't know if you're a motorcycle fan, but if you were in the seventh lunation phase, you'd be driving a motorcycle. Everyone seems to drive a motorcycle.
I'm not.
Evel Knievel.
I'm not.
Evel Knievel is the ultimate seventh lunation phase human being.
I was born early because I had too much to do that day. I didn't want to waste the day.
I love that. Yeah, that's great.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.